wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you to another global address from this holy land of Israel on this very day, December the 8th, in the year of our Most High Elohim 2018. The time now is approximately 2 minutes past 7 p.m. here. It is the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are domiciled around the world. As I welcome you, I will also ask you to welcome those around you. Tell your friends and tell your family, even if those friends are Hausa-Fulani, even if those friends are Yoruba or from any other ethnicity in the damnable zoological republic, you must invite them to listen to this gospel, the gospel of truth and redemption. Here we must preach it because we are under divine instruction from heaven to propagate the gospel of the restoration of Biafra. There is nothing anybody can do about it. This very project must be executed to perfection. I welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. I will serve my people unto death because that is what we have been instructed to do and that is what we must do. You must join us this evening. If you do not know how to listen to or how to receive Radio Biafra, there are very simple ways by which you should be able to do that. Very, very simple. If you all clog up within one platform, that platform will crash because Radio Biafra is a global phenomenon. A global phenomenon. I'm sure right now out of the streets of Biafra land, our people are nowhere to be found because everybody is congregating around their listening device to partake in this very blessing. Because that's what it is. To listen to Radio Biafra is a privilege. It is a blessing. And tonight, Chukwuka Kabiama will do as he has always promised us that he will do. You can listen to us via radiobiafra.co. You can go online to listen. Those in Biafra land can listen on their FM dial CHK 102.1. Across great swathes of Biafra land, you can listen to Radio Biafra on your radio. You can also do so online, as I said earlier, via radiobiafra.co. You can listen via ipob.org. You can listen via Radio Biafra app if you don't have it. You can also listen via TuneIn app. You can listen via satellite. I've told some of you to endeavor to install satellite around your towns and your villages that those who are less privileged may be able to partake in this very weekly offering. And tonight we welcome the family at Mbise, the Mbise IPOB, because they're listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 102.1. If you are in and around Mbise, if you dial 102.1 on your FM, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. Before we proceed any further, we must pray. We have to pray because Chukwuka Kabiama must accept our prayers, our supplication, our adoration, our exaltation, and our praise of his holy name. That is why we have gotten to where we are today. And that is how we will continue until Biafra is restored fully and completely. There are those that doubt our resolve. There are those that doubt our ability to sustain this very fight. And I'm sure by now they have all been shamed. This colossal task of unmasking Jibril must continue. Some people are in a haste as if they are traitors, always wanting to count profit and loss. But we are taking you through a gradual process of education, of reorientation and enlightenment, that your brains may be open at the end of this very exercise. Believe you me, you will no longer reason like a black baboon. Instead, you will be reasoning like a Biafran. I can assure you of that. We must pray. We must call upon the name of the Most High, Chukwoki Kabiama must bless this very mission we embarked upon, and this evening, this is how we do it, how we always do it, and how we shall continue to do it. Blessed be the name of Elohim. Chukwoki Kabiama Purimi Henine, in whom there is every trust and every faith, every hope that this very journey, this very epic journey towards the promised land of Biafra, which is drawing very close, which we have all looked up to all our lives from the day we were born, that you will, out of the abundance of your mercy, Chineke Nanke Bini Migwe, take us to this very land as you have promised. We have nothing. We have no guns and we have no bullets. We have no strength. Neither do we possess any might. All our trust is upon thee, that you may be able to deliver us as you promised us, that you may be able to fight our battles for us, that our enemies may flee when they see us, that your grace may multiply upon our lives. This evening I dedicate from this very lofty platform, this Radio Biafra, received all over the world across the 24 time zones that you have made, that your blessing must be upon IPOB. Each and every IPOB family member upon the face of the earth must receive the abundance of your blessing, because we have suffered tremendously. Our land has been ravaged by people we do not know. Those working with our enemies are now our leaders, and we are suffering as a result of it. People who do not know the ungodly men and women are presiding over the affairs of your children. This is an abomination before your sight. We beseech thee, O mighty one, to set us free from their bondage. For you, Elohim, to bring Biafra closer, that your will may be done upon the face of this earth, and your name glorified, exalted, magnified and praised, now and forevermore, we pray. He said, this is Radio Biafra, we must proceed. As I said earlier, allow me to remind you, you can listen to us via radiobiafra.co, not .com, .co, radiobiafra.co. I suggest you make it a habit. Every blessed day when you get up in the morning, wherever you are, endeavor to go to radiobiafra.co. That is where you will get all the truthful news concerning every effort we are making to restore Biafra. You can also listen to us via ipob.org. Everything is www.ipob.org. The same applies to Radio Biafra. www.radiobiafra.co. You can also listen via Radio Biafra app. If you have not downloaded it, try and download it and join us there. TuneIn app is also there. You can download TuneIn. That platform is unjammable. They cannot get into it. You can listen to us via Facebook on Radio Biafra, the one with 670 something thousand people, please, because there are fake Radio Biafras all over the place. Make sure it is the one that has been liked almost 700,000 times. It is very, very important that you do that. I don't know if you are streaming also on Radio Biafra London. Anybody, are we streaming on there? Every platform where we command, every platform we control, the link of this very broadcast must be embedded there, that people may participate. And we are not found in only one place, where those of them working for Facebook in Lagos will be able to switch us off or turn us off at their own will. We are also on satellite, as I said earlier. If you have not installed satellite for your parents and your grandparents in the village, then there is something wrong with you. You must try and do that as quickly as possible. We must proceed this evening. The scientific unmasking of Jibril must continue. Because they are reeling. The liars are everywhere. They are trying to confuse you as always. And I knew that was all they're going to do. I've always known. At some point, they will try to confuse you. That's what they do. You're talking about cassava. They're talking about yam. You talk about cocoyam. They talk about potato. Every time trying to do all they can to distract you, to steer you away from the issues that matter, to try to ridicule what we are saying, when they themselves know it is the truth. As I told you here, all of a sudden, the man in Asorok, having fun at our expense, Jibril from Sudan, has it not become very clear now that he cannot speak Fufude, the Fulani language? Has it not been confirmed now? The first day I made my broadcast from this holy land of Israel, I told you that that thing there cannot speak the Fulani ethnic language. I told all of you. Instead of Yoruba journalists, instead of all these one Nigerian apologies, all these unity beggars, instead of them to go back and investigate and say to themselves, is this thing Nnamdi Kanu is saying, is it true? Oh, they said, oh, it's ridiculous. There is nobody who can be Buhari. It's only Buhari. But I just gave you a very simple assignment. Find out if the man can speak Fulfude, which is Fulani indigenous language. Which, incidentally, Buhari spoke very fluently when he was alive. Nobody could do that. Instead, they chose to attack me. Anytime I complain about black people and how stupid we are, people shouldn't get offended. Because they must know I'm speaking the truth. You are telling somebody something. In all our education, in everything we know about life, be it in the law courts, be it in the laboratory, everywhere, everything is based on verifiable proof. Something you can verify. If I say you're a criminal, I will tell people what you stole and the time you stole it. Rather than saying, oh no, he didn't steal it. All you need to do is to go and find out if something was stolen in the first place, the place and the time the crime actually happened. That would save us a lot of time, isn't it? And argument. I said to you that the new version of Buhari you have now, the body double Buhari you have now, the imposter you have now, cannot speak Fulani language. It's a very simple thing. And finally, out of all of you, as cowardly and as imbecilic as some of you are, you didn't bother checking. But from tonight, I have newfound respect for the most honorable minister, the Minister of Information, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, most honorable, for being able to tell us that indeed what Nnamdi Kanu is saying is correct. This man we have there cannot speak Fufude. Later on, we'll tell you how come somebody you voted for who spoke Fufude to you when he was running for office can no longer speak the same language, and somehow, miraculously, you still believe he is the same person. We are going to shred Jibril. It is piece by piece. I have said it before, at the end of this process, the zoo must fall. Very simple. Allow us to take our time to do it. I have said this before. That was why we fought a war for only 3 years. We gave up. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years and they succeeded. Today they are free. Forget all the nonsense telling about civil war. Civil wars happen, of course. Again, we are in a hurry. And our people are in the north. You must remember that. We are in the northern part of the zoo. You must remember that. We need to manage the outward flow of information, the dissemination of information must be well timed as to not to place our people in the north in danger. Before Mudo will go and tell them, oh, I told you so, he will cause trouble for you. You know those Awasa slaves, the way they talk. You must believe in us, you must trust us. I know some of you want Jibril to come down today. Of course, he's coming down. If I had done the expose, all of it, on the first day of my broadcast, there is no way the whole world will be laughing at Jibril right now, and the whole of you Nigerians. No. It's very gradual. It's death by a thousand cuts. and they will bleed to death. I assure you. This is Radio Biafra. Time now is exactly 16 minutes past the hour of 7 here in the evening in Israel, the Holy Land of Israel. I went to the temple yesterday to pray. I'm sure some of you saw it, although it didn't quite get the level of exposure that you normally get because the person videoing us wasn't that good, after all, because Ikechukwu wasn't there. And I'm sure later he will tell me why he wasn't able to do so. We must commence our broadcast this very evening by looking at Lai Mohammed's lie about cloning. Because the zoo is very clever. They think they're intelligent. They've been spending billions upon billions trying to suppress this very issue of Jibril. But they have not succeeded. And they will never succeed. I never said that Jibril is a clone. I said he's a body double, a look-alike, an impersonator. In the past few days, the Nigerian presidency has worked very, very hard to put a spin on the very credible revelations I made. Because anything I say comes to pass. On this, once I sit behind this microphone, I am under heavenly mandate. Anything I speak, anything I talk about, anything I say comes to pass. I say everything I say comes to pass. It was only yesterday that somebody woke me up with a voice note. I checked it and it was an announcement I made on the 8th of June, 2015. The people were sharing and listening to it. Because what I said about ISIS came to pass. Everything I told you about Buhari have come. Everything I tell you about anybody comes to pass eventually. When I told you Niawodo was a two-bit criminal, did it not happen? When I told you those you call your political leaders are out to kill you, to pillage, to loot, and to steal, some of you didn't believe me. What is happening in the zoo today? Everything I tell you comes to pass. And everything I will tell you tonight on this platform must surely come to pass. Those revelations were credible and I made them last year. In my compound, before they came to kill me. If you don't know the reason why they killed 28 of my men, if you don't know the reason why they want Nnamdi Kanu dead, this is the reason. My revelation about the identity of Jibril. I knew the day Buhari died. There's a Yoruba girl that was writing a column somewhere. Or she wrote a column somewhere and said that it is laughable, my allegation that Buhari had died. But one thing this lady didn't bother doing is actually doing a proper investigation. We know there is international conspiracy of silence when it comes to Biafra. We know that very well. We know that CNN cannot carry any news pertaining to Biafra because they've been heavily bribed. We also know that some of the foreign correspondents and journalists in the zoo can never report the atrocities, the massacres, the kidnappings and the killings going on in that damnable zoological republic. They'll never report it. Never. Because they are heavily paid, bribed. They take bribe, not to report the truth. That was why a whole reputable AFP, the Agence French Press, the same way you have Reuters and AP, can do take, claim they did a fact check that Buhari is not Jibril. But I believe at the end of this process, their faces will be covered with shame. There are foreign journalists in Nigeria. Their faces, some of them, some are truthful. Their faces will be covered with death. All of them. We must continue. They have been spinning this story. I told you that Jibril underwent extensive plastic surgery, but they've been spinning it. Spin means to turn away the true narrative into something completely different. Because they know when they say it is cloning, nobody will believe that a 75-year-old man could be cloned. It's as simple as that. For you to clone somebody, you need to clone them from the day they were born to get a replica of that very person. So we know that Jibril is not the clone of Buhari. Jibril is a body double, a look-alike, an impostor, because they know that Nigerians are stupid by nature. They know that black Africans cannot reason very well. They can bring anything. They can bring a sheep, a dog, a goat. There are some people in the zoo, when you tell them that your dog is Buhari, they'll believe you. They will say, of course, it's true. That is why, after going through this whole Jibril saga, I forgave Michael Jackson. If I had money, I would have given him to do even more plastic surgery, I'm telling you. The way some of us reason is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Somebody is taller today, they're shorter. It doesn't concern you. You don't think there's anything wrong with it. And you're telling me, Buhari does not have a clone. Never. What he has is a body double, an impostor from Sudan. Even Jibril himself, during his current trip to when he went to Poland, he claimed he is the real Buhari. It is real me. Is that how you respond to somebody? If Akwonya and Wa Comfort, and are you Comfort's son, or maybe Dadama, or whatever it is? You say, I think I am him. I think I am my mother's child. You think? You're not sure. It is real me, I assure you, he said during his trip. There are people online, newspaper houses, editors in the zoo, foreign correspondents, having been stuffed with dollars, spinning this very line on social media, this clone dimension, in order to mislead everybody. To mislead the Americans, to mislead the Europeans, to mislead those in Asia. That what is happening is just a mere rumor and just a joke. When that is not the case, and will never ever be. According to standard medical and scientific definitions, a clone is an object that is the exact duplicate or replica of another object with the same characteristics and properties. Biological, so to speak. Both for the Okoye, but I don't like it. That is why I don't want to digress too much. So that our grandmothers listening in Mbise can understand what I'm saying. We must continue the way we do things here. If you apply cloning to human beings, a clone is a human being that has been produced artificially, for example, in a laboratory from the cells of another human being, which turns to be the exact same original person. Buhari was not cloned. Buhari died. They went to Sudan, brought Jibril Aminu al-Sudani to come and take over after extensive plastic surgery costing nearly $250 million. I spelled all these things out on day one. I said it. As outlandish as it may have sounded to black African people, almost every head of state in the 70s had a body double. The only thing is that they never had the guts or the temerity to deceive their people to the extent of getting that very clone to sign treaties, to have that clone preside over state affairs. A clone is meant, so not a clone, an impostor, a body double, is meant to appear during functions and ceremonies. They appear and they disappear. They don't handle the affairs of state. Where Abakiyari and his fellow cabals, including Sultan of Sokoto, where they went wrong is that they went as far as allowing this Sudanese, a foreign national, to preside over the affairs of the zoo called Nigeria. That's their problem. And that is a crime. By every definition, the worst crime you can ever imagine. Deceiving an entire country, if Nigeria could be described or characterized as a country. Whereas, a body double or look-alike or an impersonator, in this case, is a political decoy. It's a decoy. Let's say I want to travel from here to Haifa. I can decide to send my body double first. So if that's going to be an assassination, isn't it? They can kill the, that's what it's used for. Where there is heightened security concerns. Not for that body double to represent you. It's not possible. It's not done that way. But Fulani, being who they are, they want power at all cost. They decided to go ahead and make their own body double the president and refuse to announce the death of Buhari. A body double is somebody who has been selected for their physical resemblance to the original person they are looking to mimic or to impersonate. That's all. Not a clone. I repeat, not a clone. Somebody that looks like somebody. Maybe the same, approximately the same height, or the same build, the same gait, and all the rest of it. And then they did a bit of finishing touches to the face, and wheeled him out to become Buhari. Never a clone. And the resemblance in this case between Jibril and Buhari was strengthened by plastic surgery. We must make that very clear. Such decoys are trained to speak and to behave like the person being impersonated. Research everything that I'm telling you. We are coming to the substance of tonight's program. But we must lay this foundation and kill this clone nonsense. Jibril was not cloned. That is not the central argument we are making. What we are saying is that Jibril is from Sudan, brought him to replace the dead Buhari after undergoing extensive plastic surgery. That was what I said. Not a clone. There were many other clones are everywhere in terms of animals. You know, you've heard about Dolly the sheep and all the rest of it. Never in humans. Never. You can clone certain, you can grow certain human tissue. In, for instance, in mice or in pigs and all the rest of it. I think they're experimenting how to grow human heart in a pig, to make the human heart accept the heart of a pig or something like that. But never humans. You can clone animals, you know, but never human beings. So I started to wonder when I heard about this cloning nonsense. Why they introduced it? They introduced it to try to ridicule what we are saying. Because they know that the issue of an impostor, a body double, is more plausible. People can identify with that very easily. But not the one of cloning. So that is why they are pushing it. And I'm asking you tonight to resist it. Don't talk about cloning. It is not about cloning. It's about impersonating somebody. A fake. A look-alike, a body double that they brought in to replace the dead Buhari. Buhari was about 75 years old when he assumed the presidency. And he looked very much his age. Everybody knew that Buhari was fairly, of course, he's in his mid-80s, but they claim he's mid-70s. We accept it. If you look at him before he died, you will know that he looked his age. All of a sudden, he has been transformed into this very young, healthy, vibrant young man. And people are saying it is God's miracle, that God has healed him. Do you see the dangers of attending too many Pentecostal churches? You begin to, I don't know, I can't even begin to qualify your reasoning capacity because it baffles me. Because you believe in the miracle of healing. That means that God can make it possible for an 80-year-old man to look as young as 45. I can't understand this. And if God is going to perform any miracle, is it going to be on Buhari? Yeah? So if God wants to perform miracle now, so there is no, you choose Buhari, is that what you're telling me? That is impossible. Absolutely impossible. Buhari had a receding hairline, and the rest of what was left of his hair was very brittle, and towards the tail end of his life, the hair became very scanty and snow white. All this can be verified from his photographs taken during the electionary campaigns. They are all there in 2015. At the time that he was sworn in and during his long illness, you knew that Buhari was essentially bald, no hair. This contrasts very sharply with this Mr. Jibril from Sudan, who appears to have fuller, main hair, very thick, much darker hairlines, and now permanently sports a cap, which he He even refused to remove it. He went to the Holocaust Memorial in Poland, and he refused to remove his cap. Have you heard of anybody paying homage before the memorial in Poland, the Jewish Holocaust Memorial in Poland, without removing his cap? Every other person did, apart from himself. That's why he would not wear a suit. During election campaigns, people are required to at least provide a more corporate, far more formal appearance by wearing a suit. The dead Buhari did the same thing in 2015. But this is 2018. Less than 2 months to the election, or barely 2 months to the election, he has refused to take off his hat and to take a picture in a suit. But of course, it's been confirmed today he cannot speak the Fulani native tongue, which is Fufude. Now that Jibril does not speak Fufude, but speaks only Hausa, so they claim. Has anyone heard him speak Hausa before? I've not heard him speak Hausa. Let them not confuse you that he speaks Hausa. He must come out to speak ordinary Hausa. What he speaks is a very watered down, very laughable Buhari accent, which we shall attempt to prove later. One wonders then why Jibril, claiming to be the real Buhari, cannot speak Buhari's native language. Since February of 2017, anybody, any observer will notice the profound distance in public, even till today, between Jibril and Buhari's family. I said distance between Jibril and Buhari's family. Very noticeable distance. Especially Aisha and the son Yusuf. When Yusuf was photographed shaking the hands of Jibril when he returned from his trip abroad, any discerning human being could see that this man is not this boy's father. But as usual in Nigeria, the journalists, they don't investigate. They said, oh, it's nothing. It's a simple courtesy. He was greeting a president. Buhari was a tall person, noticeably taller than he is today. There is no explanation as to why Buhari was tall in 2016 and in 2017, 2018, he is now a shorter person. We've been asking this question over and over again. Nobody cares to answer. Why is Buhari now shorter than the former Buhari? Because it is Jibril that is in charge. Buhari is dead. They said Buhari used to wear high heels before. According to doctor's orders, he no longer wears high heels. I don't know if anyone has seen Buhari before in a high heel. I've never seen him before in one. I don't know who has seen him in one before. So there you have it. Jibril from Sudan is not a biological clone of Buhari, but a completely different fellow impersonating the real but late Buhari. On the dummy that is lookalike, of course, who underwent some cosmetic fixes that appear to have convinced many of gullible Nigerians that is Buhari. The truth is that Jibril can never be Buhari, nor his clone. He's merely a body double and an imposter. And later on, we shall go into details as to who brought him in and for what purpose. My happiness is this. I challenge all of you tonight to go and look at every tweet from a white person all over the world. Americans and Europeans, go and check their tweet messages. Go and check their response to this cloning nonsense, to this impersonator Jibril. And you will see the clear difference between white people and black people as to how they reason. That tells you all you need to know. Some of you knows Max Weiss. She's a lady. She was reporting on the Hill's coverage of Buhari's trip to Poland and what he said. This very brilliant white lady said, I believe the headline was supposed to have read, Ghost of Nigerian President Denies Claim He Died and Was Replaced by an Imposter. She's very intelligent. She didn't go with your cloning nonsense. She knew what she was talking about. Every white person, everybody in the world, apart from black African people, from Sudan to South Africa, every other person, every other nation, every other country on the face of this very earth now is convinced that Buhari is dead. Only Nigerians. Only. And you wonder why you don't have electricity and running water. Isn't your problem is your brain, because you cannot reason very carefully. Let us look at this lie from Lai Muhammad very carefully and understand what is going on. And understand what is going on. They said Buhari can no longer speak his natural mother tongue. Why? Because they said he underwent brain surgery. He underwent surgery in the brain. And maybe during the surgery, one of the surgeons accidentally cut the wire connecting Fufu the language to his brain. I don't know. But left one for house and for English. Do you see how it works in the zoo? Do you now agree with me what I told you before when I started this broadcast, that Buhari underwent brain surgery? Did I not say that? And I told her he never recovered. He had multiple organ failure and died. Now it's been confirmed. They've been hold. You know, sometimes the thing about me, maybe that was what my father taught me, is to be able to make out what somebody is saying by what they're not telling you. When you speak to me, when you talk to me, I can discern. I can about make out what you're hiding or what you're keeping from me. They never wanted to tell anybody, any Nigerian, what ailment afflicted Buhari or what type of treatment he received. But courtesy of Radio Biafra and this expose that we are doing, now you know that Buhari at least had some measure of surgery done to his head. So you should thank Radio Biafra for that. Every Nigerian must thank Radio Biafra at least. Because of us, you now know that when Buhari traveled to London, he had a surgical procedure done to his head. When this story broke yesterday that Lai Muhammad, the most honorable Lai Muhammad, said that Buhari, which is Jibril, can no longer speak his mother tongue. You know, Nigerians, in everything is a comedy. If you tell them now that the price of food has gone up, they'll be laughing. They'll be saying, it's a very big joke. Oh. That is how they are. Everything is a joke. They are suffering and they are smiling. It's in their nature. Nobody can change it. No human being can. That is the way they are. As dumb as a piece of plank. They are telling us, when I told the world here, when I told you here on this very platform that Jibril cannot speak Fufu Day, some Yoruba columnists writing for Yoruba newspapers ignored it. Some called me names. You know, I love to be called names. Actually, it inspires me. But yesterday, Lai Muhammad confirmed it to everyone that Buhari is dead, essentially. Because this nonsense about not being able to speak his mother tongue because one of the surgeons cut off the nerve that connects Fufu Day to his brain is pure rubbish. Anybody foolish enough to doubt me must be possessed by evil spirit, I tell you. Because it must be a person with some sort of naturally endowed ignorance not to see the truth in what I'm saying. What Lai Muhammad should boldly tell us is this. Are there any other aspects of Buhari's ability or bodily function that has altered or impaired as a result of the surgery he underwent? We must know. We shall find out later on today if that surgery affected the palm of his hand or not. Maybe they cut off the part of the brain that gives you fingerprint and the dimensions on the palm of your hand. There are some things you cannot hide. There are some things that are not hidden under the sun. there are some physical features you have that plastic surgery can never ever save you. The more you try to work on them, the worse it becomes. One of it is the ear, which I told you before, that some people just ignored. Yoruba especially. They ignored it. But if you look at Buhari's left ear, the lobule is damaged. The outer ear is damaged. The outer ear of the new guy is not damaged. But nobody wants to ask any... Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Nigerians. We must continue. We must also ask again, did that surgery completely remove the cancerous growth on the left side of his lower lip? We know that Jibril was subjected to a very extensive plastic surgery. But is it when you now undergo plastic surgery and they cut open your brain, do you suddenly become looking younger as a result of it? I don't know. Maybe this is some kind of hallelujah surgery. They must show me this surgeon that did this very work. So the whole world can be going there. So why bother looking for youth when you can go to London Bridge Hospital in London and your head will be cut open and you will look practically 40 years younger than your age. 40 years younger than your age. I am very sure that most rich people around the world would like to know how London Bridge Hospital conducted this miraculous procedure on an old man in his 80s, more or less. Because in Nigeria, they lie about their age. All of them, they lie about their age. I don't lie about mine, but they do lie about their own age. That is the way they are. Lying comes to them as second nature. We shall look at Aisha Buhari's outburst in greater detail, because anybody who can reason Aisha's speech on Wednesday is confirmation that Buhari is dead. When we go through it, we shall obviously make that known to the whole world tonight. The funniest thing is that no Nigerian prophet, no Nigerian preacher, no Nigerian man of God or predictor ever foresaw this greatest political fraud of two centuries. This is the worst crime in the whole world. A crime against democracy is a crime against God in heaven. What Abakiyari and Fulani cabals have done with the active connivance of the Sultan of Sokoto is to bring eternal shame and disgrace upon Nigeria. You cannot wish it away because it's not going away. I'm here. And the world must hear about it. It is a historic deception and lies of unimaginable magnitude. By the time this shameful episode in the history of the zoo is over, all the races on earth will know that we blacks are not only evil liars, we are deceivers. They will know that we have no respect for ourselves, because if you had any shred of respect for one another, there is no way you could have gone to subvert the constitution, subvert democracy, subvert the people to import somebody from Sudan to come, not only to be enjoying Nigeria, but to be enjoying Aisha as well, without marriage. It's an abomination before God and before man, I tell you. Every day I discover why blacks are at the bottom of the pile in the whole world. The race at the lowest of the low, because you are evil and because you are wicked. Your wickedness has no bounds. Wickedness, all around, the wickedness of a black person is unimaginable. How can you conceive such nonsense? Instead of them to express their outrage and anger, some people are trying to excuse them because of their selfish interest to preserve Nigeria's unity. They lie and they deceive themselves. But we must continue to expose them. At least to his credit, Oyedepo said something, albeit belatedly. And maybe people should be coming to Radio Biafra. They should be paying me tithe and a contribution, isn't it? Because everything I say comes to pass. Nothing your pastors ever say happens, does it? Was it not Suleiman that said, I will inherit, I will encounter double disgrace, both locally and internationally? Isn't it very funny? Who has been disgraced today, locally and internationally? Who? Because the devil spoke to him. not Elohim. The devil. Ekwensu gwa ya okwu. He said Nnam the Kano will be disgraced. Instead of him to say that Nnam the Kano will bring into the fore news that will disgrace somebody, both local and international, he said it's me, because he's a northerner. He wants to preserve one Nigeria. Because by preserving one Nigeria, that is the only way the presence of Biafrans will stop Fulani people from killing all of them and taking over their land. That's all. They want one Nigeria because of oil. Oyedepo has woken up, and I give him credit for that, to be honest with you. I comment. He spoke very passionately. That was how I expected every preacher of the world to react. How Oyedepo reacted. I expected all of them to react the same way. Righteous indignation. Because this is an abomination. Before man and before heaven. But some of you are busy laughing. In my next life, I won't come close to Africa, I assure you. I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I ask those of you that attend all these mega churches, those that claim they are pastors or they are daddy GOC into the future, how come they never saw the coming of this great fraud? This is a crime of immense proportions. This is the worst thing that could have ever happened to any democracy around the world. This is taking the confidence of a people and rubbing it in the dirt and feeding it to them to eat. This is the worst thing anybody... People died for this democracy that you have in the zoo, or supposed, assumed democracy. A lot died. Abacha killed many people because of this. Abiola died because of this. Now, what other option do you have? Is it not to look yourselves in the faces and then decide the degree or scale of stupidity that you're on? This Jibril saga, if anything, has shown that none of your so-called daddy GOs is a child of the living Elohim. None of them is. Because if they were, they would have seen this thing coming. But they are not, and they can never be. They are blind in the spiritual realm. They cannot see. They don't and cannot see anything. But I'm sure come the end of this month, some of them will come up with their fake, unfulfillable prophecies. Crap. And you all lap it up. You will sow seed. You will sow what goodness knows whatever. You will do all these things, and then nothing will come of it. This historic and unprecedented unmasking of Jibril will not only change forever the British colonial contraption called Nigeria, it will greatly impact the demonic Pentecostal prosperity preaching churches founded on lies and false teachings. This is for another day, maybe. Because right now we must proceed. I'm just trying to build the foundation for what we are doing tonight. And then we come to the scientific analysis later. We have looked at the so-called men of God. What I'm trying to do here is to present to you those people in your society that claims they know it all, that claims they understand what is happening. Those of them that claim they are the ones capable of providing viable leadership. They have all failed woefully. From your churches, from your ministers in your churches, to some of those that claim that they are elders and speak for the people, they have all failed. Why they have failed, you need to find out from them. I can't help you. Let us look at the intellectuals. Those that say that we are the intellectuals. I've just been reminded of a particular prophet in Enugu. He is so blind. He is so blind, he doesn't even know that Buhari is dead. He said to Jibril, I will pray for Buhari. I will pray for you. Nnamdi Kanu and Atiku will not do anything to you. As if I know who Atiku is. I am one of the most vocal critics of Atiku. Everything to do with Fulani hegemony, I hate it. And they know it. What's his name again? Is it the Enugu prophet? I want to make him popular tonight by mentioning his name. Maybe APC can give him money tomorrow after this. Because he needs money. No, it's Prophet Nwoko. not Mbaka, Prophet Nwoko. They love going to him because I no longer give him money. That's why he came out with his nonsense. But this Jibril saga has destroyed him completely. A very hungry, a very poor man indeed. Poverty is not the absence of material wealth. It's the absence of the gift, or should I say the spirit, of being contented with what you have. That is the difference. Prophet Nwoko Wobonyo Nonto, saying he's praying for Jibril and calling him Buhari. That is how sad his life has become. But I shall pray for him. I will pray for him. Wole Soyinka and the rest of the pontificating class that claim they have monopoly of knowledge, when in actual fact, they know absolutely nothing. Is that an insult? I'm just telling you the fact. Anybody that looks at, it won't take you long. Once you look at Jibril, you will know that this is a fraud. He's a fake. Where are your elders? Those that say what they can see from under the bunker, we cannot see from atop a tree. What are they? Have they said anything about Jibril? No. Even some of them went to visit Jibril today, praying for him. Maybe it's Methodist Church, Anglican Church, I don't know. They say, you know what hunger can do to black African people? You know, when it comes to hunger, we don't play with our stomach. That was what Che Guevara said when he came to Congo to fight in the liberation struggle. After a while, he left. They asked him, why did you leave? He said, because a black African man cannot ever put the need for his self-preservance and dignity before his stomach. He always puts his stomach first. That's why Che Guevara went back. He came to Africa to fight. Some of you don't know that. Africans, that is why when you give them bread with the label, with your picture on the label of the bread, they vote for you, you go in and you steal all their money. You come back again, you buy them chinchim. You know chinchim? In a smaller packet this time, and they still vote for you. Because that thing they're eating at that material point in time is all they require. Is it God that made us this way? Is it Satan? I don't know who did this to us. I don't know. And some of us traveled abroad to study, and yet we learn nothing. We learn absolutely nothing. We must continue. How about the OBS equestries of this world and all the people I call the velvet activists? Why are they not outraged at this great fraud against the people by two men? Isn't that what Aisha said? Aisha said it's two men running the government. You understand? It's just like as I am. As my father is the traditional ruler of my people, my mother will be lamenting one day, oh, there are two people in my father's cabinet running the cabinet. I'll ask my mother, but where's my father? Isn't it? My father is there to run the affairs of the village. Is that not correct? Of the people, of the community. Then my mother is complaining that there are these two men in my father's cabinet that's always calling the shots. I will ask my mom, but where is daddy? Isn't it? Isn't that common sense? It's not common in the zoo. It's not. The one thing you call common sense is not common to Nigerians. Why are people not outraged that two men are holding all of you hostage? And after we go through what Aisha Buhari said later, I will tell you I have renewed respect for that woman. I'm telling you. The same way I respect Patience Jonathan. I have a lot of respect for Patience Jonathan. A lot. Sometimes I think that Nigeria would have been a better place had a woman been in charge of Nigeria. I'm telling you the truth. Dora Akunyili. Where is not Obieze? Not Obieze, Chrisley. Where's the other one? The one with World Bank? Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. The likes, it would have been better for Nigerians to vote for Aisha Buhari to be president. I'm telling you. Very frank, straightforward, upright, and boldly truthful. Same way as Mrs. Patience Jonathan, whom I like very much, I must say. I like her a lot. She's very bold. I like her a lot. The Sultan of Sokoto claims he's a pious man. And I'm sure many people were tempted to believe him in the past. I saw him, I looked at him many years ago, and I thought maybe he's an upright, humble, honest, Islamic, religious man. But he is now part of the gang that would do anything to have a Fulani man in power. Very, very disgraceful. From Atiku Abubakar to Governor Yahaya Bello of Kogi State, be they PDP or APC, all of them are aware that an imposter from Sudan is running the zoo. But I've all kept quiet. Because they are hoping that foolishly all of you Nigerians will stumble towards the elections and you vote Atiku in. And they will sweep all this nonsense under the carpet. But it's a lie. It's not going to happen. It won't happen. Because you cannot go to an election with somebody who is an imposter, who is not a Nigerian, not even registered. It can never happen. So those of you dreaming presidential election, you are all dreaming for nothing. It will never happen. Because an imposter without certificate cannot run for an elected office in Nigeria when he is a foreign national. Can never happen. Let us begin by looking at some things that God has given to us naturally. This is what I call natural science. You don't need too much onyokomita to do this. It's very simple and very straightforward. You look at what is about to come, and then you decide for yourself. You begin to place yourself on a scale in terms of how reasonable you are or how daft you are. Let us start by dissecting Buhari and Jibril's finger and palm prints. Ose Tikwala. I want you, those of you in the studio, look at the palm of your hand and tell me if yours and that of Ekwem is the same. Is it the same? If you're listening to this program tonight, I don't care if you are identical twins. Open your two hands. As if you're about to pray. Open the palm of your hands and look at the big lines that run. And tell me if you share the same configuration with anybody else. The palm of your... You cannot hide this one. You don't need an Einstein to tell you this. If you don't have the same palm print or fingerprint as me, you are not Nnamdi Kanu. Do you understand? So they can bring as many people as possible to pretend to be Buhari. But none of them can be Buhari because Buhari's palm print is unique. Unique to Buhari alone. The palm of your hand, look at it. And look at the one of the person next to you, then you will know that you cannot have two Buharis, only one. And that one is dead, buried in Saudi Arabia. Let us continue. Like in earlier presentations, where I have explained to you in very clear details how certain outwardly visible features on a human body is unique and can never ever be duplicated. Never. Even by nature. Never. It can never happen. In this, as long as the earth remains, as long as this earth remains, no other human being can be born with the set of fingerprints you have on your hand. No other person. Even if the earth lives to be 4.5 billion years, as they claim, the sun will last before it burns itself out. Even if this earth were to survive for the next 4.5 billion years, you will never have another person share the same fingerprint as yourself. That is the mystery of creation. And that's why I love God so much. The mystery of creation. So anybody bringing somebody to represent Buhari must also think that, hey, any day you wave at us, is bye-bye, it's over. That bye-bye you're waving at us is for yourself and for us as well, because you're going. Any day, again, as I'm telling you tonight, I'm talking to Yoruba journalists. I'm sure they all have cameras, yes? You all have cameras and smartphones. Any day Jibril comes out again to wave bye-bye, he's waving bye-bye to himself and to all of you. Because it will be clear to you that Jibril is not Buhari. Any more discussion? End of discussion. But we must continue here. We must continue because this is Radio Biafra. I enjoy speaking the truth. I will speak it. There is nothing any mortal can do to me. I will speak the truth on this very platform. Hallowed platform. Radio Biafra, one and only. People may try to mimic us, to copy us. Maybe we may even have a body double somewhere pretending that they are Radio Biafra, but they are not. There's only one. We are unclonable. You cannot clone us. Ngozi Chineke. That's my name is Ngozi Chibu. Some of you don't know that, do you? Do you know that my name is Ngozi Chibu? But they say people named Ngozi are very stubborn. And I don't think I am. I only speak the truth. Yes, my grandma named me Ngozi Chupu, Ngozi Chineke. We must continue. We looked at the issue of Buhari's left ear and agreed from the video and pictorial evidence available that Buhari had a damaged left ear, lobe, which Jibril doesn't. Despite the fact that the difference between both men are so obvious, the Nigerian media, dominated by a few corrupt unity-begging people, have chosen to ignore this critical point. Instead, they lavish outlandish praise on an impostor. Tonight, this is revelation. Tonight, we will begin to deal with some of this nonsense and easily prove to our detractors. Backed up by forensic science, that's what we're doing. We all must, as a matter of fact, we all must make sure that what we are preaching is correct. Do you know the reason why you all have biometric passports? Do you know why you all have biometric passports? I'm asking you. Do you know why you all have biometric passports? It's because no two of you exist. If you're traveling abroad now, if you don't have a biometric passport with your fingerprint and whatever features that you may have on it, you will not get a visa. You will not get a visa because it is now becoming very difficult. Ask anybody that works for immigration passport division. Go back and try to answer another name to retrieve your old passport. Maybe not to retrieve, to have a double identity in Nigeria, as primitive as they are. Once you put in your fingerprint on the machine, the computer will return a message that you have been here before, that you're a fraud. That maybe your name is Abubakar Abiodun and you've been there before. Ask anybody that works with immigration, unless they will completely wipe out your details. You know how corrupt they are. But if your details are still on the system, you cannot apply for a fresh passport if you've had one issued to you before. A biometric passport, I mean. It is biometric for a reason. That is one thing people don't understand. And that is what we are going to use this very evening to dismantle the zoo and all the lies surrounding Jibril. Simple biometric analysis. I hope it's making sense now, isn't it? The reason why you have a biometric passport is because they contain your biological features which are unique to you and you alone. Nobody can have it. I believe that some of you are enlightened. You will know that fingerprinting is the oldest form of identification. It is also so unique, a technique for identifying who the real person is, that cultures and civilizations long gone all over the world use it till this day. That is why when you go to vote, you use your thumbprint. Have you asked yourself why? Because if you lie about your voting intentions, I can go and find out if you voted for me or not. All I need to do is to subpoena the voting, the ballot boxes, and I'll go through it. And I will scan all the fingerprints, and I will tell you who you voted for. And it has happened in the zoo before, it has happened in Nigeria before. And we shall get to it. And now they'll be wondering, how did the intelligence services of IPOB get this? How did M Branch get this information? They'll be wondering. Because we are better than whatever you have in Nigeria at getting the very vital information that actually matter. If you remember, I'm talking now to educated and enlightened Yoruba men and women. They will understand what I'm talking about tonight. And for some of you listening all over the world, you will be able to learn something new about the political intrigues in Nigeria and especially in Yoruba land. There is nothing happening in the East anywhere because they are Fulofulo. They are just servants to the Fulanis. They don't do politicking. They have one Fulani godfather or the other. The use of fingerprint investigation and analysis was the root cause of the problem, the quarrel, the rift between the late Chief Obafemi Awolowo and the former military and civilian president of Nigeria, Chief Olusegun Obasanjo. Some of you don't know this, but I'll tell you tonight. And it goes to the heart of this Jibril impostor matter to tell you that they can no longer hide. After this program tonight, if anybody raises his or her ugly head to tell you that Jibril is Buhari, then you know that person can never ever be redeemed again on this earth. Never, ever, ever. Remember, listen very carefully, all of you all over the world, please. It's very, very important. We want to set the stage for the unmasking of Jibril with irrefutable scientific evidence. During the 1979 general election, some of you perhaps listening were not born then or you were too young, but I was already a young man. 1979 elections ushered in what is called the Second Republic in Nigeria. That very administration was headed by Shehu Shagari from Sokoto State, who is a Fulani man, a Muslim, and very urbane. He's a very kind-hearted man. He's a very good man. Shagari is a good man. Obafemi Awolowo was contesting that election. So was Nnamdi Azikiwe. So was Malam Aminu Kanu. And so also was Alhaji Waziri. I've forgotten his first name. Waziri. They all contested under MPN, UPN, NPP, GNPP, and PRP, as the case may be. I don't know how I remember all these things, but I still do. Obafemi Awolowo, a Yoruba man, discovered, he had a hunch, a premonition, that Obasanjo reached a deal with the Fulani people to hand over power to them. Understand? Obafemi Awolowo discovered that Obasanjo did not vote for him despite his assurances to Awolowo that he did. Obasanjo, in fact, voted for the Fulani Shehu Shagari because he owed his loyalty to the Fulani ruling class that ensured he became the military head of state after the assassination of Murtala Muhammad in 1976. Follow this very, very carefully, please. It's very, very important because we're trying to lay the foundation for what we're going to do this evening. We must all remember, have it at the back of our minds, that the first attempt by a Yoruba man to take over power after an attempted, should I say, unsuccessful coup or successful one, depending on how you look at it, ended in a total disgrace for the Yoruba race when Brigadier Ogundigbe was forced at gunpoint to run away to England by a Fulani recruit that was guarding him when Ironsi was assassinated. Brigadier Ogundigbe was the second in command to Agu Ironsi, General Agu Ironsi from my hometown, married to my aunt, Da Victoria. When my auntie's husband was assassinated, General Ironsi, the next person in line was Brigadier Ogundigbe, Yoruba man, a Fulani recruit. Aboki with his gun went into his office and asked him, "Oga, what are you still doing here?" Ogundipe fled and ran to London. Instead of taking over the command of the Nigerian army, Ogundipe fled. That gave rise to the emergence of Yakubu Gowon. So had Ogundipe assumed command, military command, after the death of Ironsi, you wouldn't have had the war in 1967. Is it becoming clearer now? Brigadier Ogundipe was humiliated and chased out of the military altogether. He ran and became some sort of an ambassador, or the high commissioner, whatever it's called. Having escaped this same fate, Obasanjo thought the same thing would happen to him. So when they came to his office, he thought that was going to be the end of it. But instead they turned around and said, "Don't worry, you now assume command of the army of Nigeria and you become the head of state, military head of state." Obasanjo there and then swore an oath of loyalty to the Fulani Caliphate to return power to them in 1979. Understand this very clearly. Which he duly did. The icing on the to prove Obasanjo's loyalty to the Fulani, Obasanjo voted for Shagari and not his tribesman, Awolowo. Because then, all Yoruba land was UPN. Everybody UPN. Awolowo, being a very intelligent man, a man very shrewd, very intelligent. When he got the information that Obasanjo made a secret deal to hand over power to the north, no matter what, Awolowo confronted Obasanjo, who denied it. Chief Awolowo then decided to hire forensic experts to investigate further. Obasanjo is still alive today. You can go and ask him now. Maybe, of course, he's listening. If what Nnamdi Kanu is saying on Radio Biafra is the truth or not. Awolowo's investigators used court subpoena to gain access when they were going to the tribunal, you know, to challenge the result, rigging and no rigging. You know, when you go to the court, that's what some of you don't know. When you go to the court to challenge your opponent, you can subpoena all the ballot boxes and they bring it and you can go through it one after the other. And that, to get information, that was what Awolowo did. That was exactly what Awolowo did. When Awolowo had access, when Awolowo's investigators had access to the ballot papers, you know what they did? Surprise, surprise. They found out that Obasanjo voted for MPN, not UPN. Do you know how they knew it? By his fingerprint. Thus began the enmity between Obasanjo and the late Chief Awolowo. Obasanjo's thumbprint was in the column for MPN. I think it is a house and two stalks of corn, isn't it? By the side. That was the definitive proof that Obasanjo did not vote for Awolowo as he claimed. He voted for the Fulani Shehu Shagari as he promised the North he would. Rather than damage his standing, that simple act of voting for a Fulani man ensured Obasanjo's victory in 1999. You may not believe it, but it is true. Because Obasanjo proved to all the world and to the Fulani at large that he is a loyal supporter of their cause. This gesture was reciprocated by handing over power to yet another Fulani man in Shehu Musa Yar'Adua. Isn't that making sense? Obasanjo handed over to Shehu Musa. No matter what Atiku did, Obasanjo said no. Because Yar'Adua Senior and Obasanjo, they've come a long way. They've come a long way. That was how it happened. Tonight, we'll continue to do what Awolowo did many. Is there anything wrong with what Awolowo did before? We are going to look at the fingerprint of Buhari. And then compare it with the one of Jubril. Very simple and neat. Very clean. And then you will tell us who is lying and who is telling the truth. But especially I want Yoruba newspaper editors and journalists to listen. And so also AFP. Whoever represents Ocean's French Press in Nigeria must listen very carefully, because I am doing the job that journalists should be doing. They are not going to pay IPOB Intelligence any money for this or reward us for it. But they should kindly sit down and listen and take in what we are talking about. First of all, you must understand what a palm or fingerprint recognition is. Palm recognition is a technology that looks at some of the features of your arm. You know what it's called? You know, before you can pick up something, is because your hand has friction. Do you know why your hand has friction? When you slide it on something, it sticks something. Because it has the grooves in it. The ridges you have in the palm of your hand. These friction ridges do not always flow continuously throughout a pattern and often result in very specific characteristics, such as the ending ridges or dividing ridges and dots. A palm recognition system is designed to interpret the flow of the overall ridges, to assign a classification, and then extract the smallest, the most minutiae of details. Now, listen very carefully. A subset of the total amount of information available, yet enough information to effectively search for a large repository of palm prints. In other words, if you open up your hand and I take a picture of your hand, I will place it in a computer to scan and see if another person has that type of palm ever anywhere else in the whole world. That is what we have done. The one belonging to Buhari, nobody has it. The one belonging to Jibril belongs to Jibril. Very unique to Jibril. They are not the same people. Never, ever the same. There is something called, you know, that the hand, the palm of your hand is very into four. The palm of your hand. You can draw what is called an upper cross on it. If you draw a straight line down, at the top you draw another thin line at the top of it. The part at the top of the line you've drawn is called the upper palm. The left side of it, of the divide you have drawn, is called the hypothenna. The right hand is called the thenna, and the lower side is called the lower palm. Science. Not fiction. Science. I'm not going to tell you the hardware we used to analyze this. I won't tell you. If you like, you can go and buy it. Luckily for us, for all of you, we have it. Luckily for all of you, we have a public picture of Buhari's finger and palm print officially issued by the APC. We also have the palm and fingerprint of Jibril in an official photograph issued by the government of Nigeria. So there is no doubt as to the authenticity of the pictures used, or the pictures that we're going to analyze tonight. There have been previous attempts, or should I say some amateurish attempts, to explain these features, but we are going to use a very simple technique that even a lay person can understand to prove to the world that Buhari is dead and replaced by an imposter, a body double, and a clone. There is a particular picture which I would like people to look at. Prematurely circulated, I must say. But it must be circulated tonight. It has all the lines clearly spelled out. You know your hand. Do you see the when you open up your palm, the first line you see, do you know what it's called? It's called the heart line. For your heart. The head is the second one. This is for the head. Because everybody has almost three. These three lines you have is a permanent feature. One, two, and three. One at the top, the one and the two joining together and then coming down. Do you have it? Absolutely. The first one is called the heart hand. The second one is called the head hand. And the other one is called the lifeline. This last one here is called the lifeline. That's what it's called. It is unique in everybody. If you look at my own, you will see it is not the same as yours. It can never, ever be. Never, ever be. Never, ever be. if you look at it, at the palm, the palm of your hand, if you look at it, those three prominent lines, look at them again. That's where we're going to. And I want Tamakeko and Bear friends all over the world to circulate this very picture, instruct them to circulate this very picture. Instruct them to circulate this very picture. That is the one I want circulated, so that the world can follow what we are saying. That is why some scientific expose should not be done on radio, because people cannot see it. Maybe I should try giving this lecture on television. That would be far more better. But that is coming. Anyway. On the palm of your hand, you have the heart line, you have the head line, and you have the lifeline. And there is a picture of the imposter. The mistake he made was that he was waving at people and put his hand very close to his eyes, waving at people. That's why I said, after the program tonight, Jibril al-Sudani cannot pretend he's Buhari and run for elections in Nigeria, because he can no longer wave hands to people. It's as simple as that. It is here. What we are placing in the public domain tonight is irrefutable evidence that the markings, the natural, the birth markings on the hands, Akarakaya, Obadaraka, Jibril, is not the same. The palm of Jibril, the ridges, the contours, the dimensions are not the same with that of Buhari. Then you ask us, how did we get Buhari's own? I encourage you to look at the second picture. That was the picture taken in 2015 when Buhari went to vote. So there is no doubt. You can still see the ink on his thumb. It's there. And his palm, wide open, open, open. Open. MSN reported this briefly a few days ago about this palm print. And why can't people sit down and understand that there is a uniqueness between each and every? No two people can be the same. No two persons can be the same. Not even twins. If you look at Buhari's, the real Buhari, if you look at his heart line, his headline, and his lifeline, you will see that there is chaos. It is not the same. It is not the same. Is this thing the same? Has anyone seen, is this thing the same? Never ever the same. This was painstaking research that we did. This is before we go to the next phase of this. Because after tonight, by the grace of the Most High Elohim, the next time we appear, it will be something far more serious than broadcasting on radio, I assure you. We are prepared for them. Can you see it very clearly? That the fingerprint of Jibril and that of Buhari is not the same. The palm print of Jibril and Buhari is not the same. The lines, Nohano Badaraka, at the palm of their hands are not the same. So if they are not the same, can they be the same person?
Never.
Eh? Can they be the same person? No. If you claim you are me, and there is a record, as the police will always do, police will always take record of people's fingerprints. So if there's any doubt, they check for fingerprint records. Very simple. So why can't Nigerians, why can't Nigerians look at the fingerprint of Jibril and that of Buhari? Is there? Now, let me tell you what is going to happen. Buhari's ballot paper, he has been voting since, is in Katsina. Buhari's ballot paper is in Katsina INEC office. Because you're required to store it for so many years. I am asking Yoruba, because they own the media. The Yorubas own the media in Nigeria. And they have done very well out of it. They make a lot of money out of it. They make a lot of money covering the truth and propagating lies. I want, you know, AFP is an international reputable company. They are from France. So they are white. They must be doing something right. I want you to go to the office of INEC in Katsina. For your own good, not for mine. and go and see the ballot paper used by Buhari. Bring it and look at the fingerprint of Jibril. You will know they're not the same people. Secondly, for us, if your eyesight is disturbing you, you go and get a pair of glasses as I've done. I wear glasses. Go and get one. And look, you will see. Are those pictures being circulated at all as we speak? Very good. Even if you're blind, as a bat, you'll be able to see that Jibril and Buhari are not the same people. Let me tell you, there's something unique about Palm Prince. No, not that one. Not that one. That is the problem that we are having. Not that one. Do you have this? The ones that you have is not... Absolutely. 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 Have it circulated immediately. So people can see it. And this is the one. Make sure that Amako Eko gets it. So it can be put on my page. Mazen Namde Kanu. That's where I tweet and I try to lecture people on what it means to stand up for the truth. I want this very picture put everywhere. I want it sent to every media house in the world. It is irrefutable. Undisputable. Confirmation. 100%. That Buhari is dead. And an impostor is in his place. And let me tell you something from today. They will not be bringing out Jibril anymore to be waving hands at people. He will no longer wave. Even if he's going to wave, anywhere there are telescopic cameras. He'll clench his fist now. He will not open his palm anymore to wave. Because we've got, you see what I'm trying to do is to shut every exit. It's slow death. It's called death by a thousand cuts. I want them to squirm. I want these people to bleed and suffer. They will not bleed blood, but disgrace and shame. For every Nigerian, disgrace upon disgrace and shame. Now I've released this. White people will now become interested. As I told a friend of mine, by the time I'm done with the zoo, by the time Nnamdi Kanu is done with Nigeria, if you travel outside Nigeria and you tell somebody you're a Nigerian, they will spit on your face. Mark my words. I'm not in a hurry. The zoo will be emasculated, completely rendered useless. On this holy platform of Radio Biafra. The unique thing about Palm Print is that each one is unique to an individual. What we are trying to do is to show to the whole world that IPOB Intelligence and M Branch for that matter, it will be on the trail of anybody that pretends to be. In case Jubri decides to run away. You know, the heat could be too much and he will decide to run. Do you know the funniest part is that they have registered this version of Buhari with INEC. He has completed his nomination papers and filed it back. They've accepted it with that certificate, mind you, because it's Fulani. It is too late to replace Jibril. So the cabal in the north must do everything possible to bring somebody who will run. If the fingerprint of Jibril we have changes, we will inform you. If they bring another impostor, if they bring another body double, if they play any funny games, I'm telling you the truth. We'll publish it for you to know. Because they can come tomorrow and say, oh, look at the ones that I'm the kind of published. It's not the same as this. That's not what we are saying. We have what I call the control specimen, which is Buhari's finger and palm print from 2015 general election. Nobody's disputing that. It is there for all to see. Anybody you bring will compare that person's fingerprint and palm print with the one that we have of Buhari in 2015 before he died in 2017. We must continue. Buhari will no longer, no, Jibril, I should say. Waving hand now has got him into trouble. He will no longer wave his hand. He is finished. Completely and totally finished. No matter how you look at it. Buhari is truly gone. And you know what they may do? You know, they may go to impressionists and try to get a cast of Buhari's hand and imprint it on a glove, on a lacquer's glove, and he'll be wearing it. So when he waves at you, you'll try to see the same lines, isn't it? But the only way you know is when you shake his hand, you will see that Jibril is indeed lifeless, because you won't feel anything. It will only be rubber. After considering all the photographs which are being issued right now, the second one of which, you get with the one you showed to me, must also be issued. What other proof? What other proof do you need? I'm going to bring more. As I said, is death by a thousand cuts. It's like when you catch a criminal, you sentence them to 500 years imprisonment, as they do in America. So you'll be seeing your death. You'll be pleading to die. But you will never get that opportunity, because you know you are seeing your death coming. That's what I'm going to do to Nigeria. I want Nigeria to see its demise coming, and they cannot do nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. They're helpless. That's what we're doing. So be patient with us. Let us look at the video. Do you have the video? The video of Jibril going through an album. Jibril and Naga through an album. Unbelievable. Let us look at the video purportedly showing a certain Buhari from Sudan, Jibril Aminu al-Sudani, going through his own photo album in front of the hapless non-combatant Buratai, a murderer of innocent people. Somebody said to me today that that Buratai will take over. I said, if Buratai takes over, Nigeria will break up within 2 weeks. He's not a soldier. He's not a fighter. He's just a murderer, a local terrorist in uniform. He doesn't know anything. His brain is empty. Here is an example, another example, for those who claim they are blind. This is another example of a young man trying very hard to appear and sound like Buhari. What is painful is that those behind this scam, this fraud, think that their Nigerians are fools. Of course, some of them are. I want this video to be placed in the public domain. It is already in the public domain, but with not a great deal of understanding. We shall try to explain it. Are you going to play it for me? Yes, sir. Get you to play it. When you're ready, let me know. I want all of you to listen to the voice of this man. They can no longer deny it. They cannot deny it. Is it playing? Because I cannot hear it. Go ahead and play the voice.
I'm the only voice. And this is Retired General Buzao. Here, I think I was receiving my certificate from War College, United States of America. I think, I was a Navy General before I was retired. I don't know why I was here. I think it's good to go to the museum.
I'm sure all of you heard that. And I'll try and play it again. He kept saying, I think. He was trying to remember what he was told by his handlers to say. He kept saying, I think. And do you know what got me? He said, I think this was when I was receiving my certificate. You know, certificate is very important because it has none. This was when I was receiving my certificate from, listen carefully, War College, United Kingdom, America. If there is any war college, me, I want to go to such war college, War College in United Kingdom, America. Because if you go to such war college, combining the prowess of British military and the technological might of US Army, you'll be the baddest general in the world. Please. And the other one, he said, I don't know what I was doing here. I think this was when I was a general, a major and I retired. Does that make any sense to anybody? And when he could no longer remember the pictures as he was told, he said, it's good to go to a museum. Is museum where you keep your pictures? I don't know. In a museum. Hey! Unbelievable. Nigeria is a shame. Please, I want to amuse myself. Play it again for the world to hear. The voice of Jibril al-Sudani. Play it, please.
And the Zulu boy. And this is Secretary General Gusau. Here, I think I was receiving my certificate from War College, United States of America. But I think, yeah, I was a Navy General before I was retired. I don't know why I was here. I think it's good to go to the museum.
I hope all of you can hear it. I think here I was a Major General before I retired. Does that make sense to anybody? But it's Nigeria. Nothing ever makes sense. But we must proceed because this very gospel must be preached. The world must know that what we are doing here is we are trying to save Africa from itself. We are saving humanity. Are we going out at all? Are we live to the world? Maybe the juju they did on some of you, the jazz they did for some of you is working. The brains of Nigerians have gone into a comatose. Reasoning is almost impossible. For somebody to say, I think this is me. How come a man that said he is not an imposter be using a phrase like, I think? He was going through his own album. He was saying, I think. This is a man that called Aisha, Your Excellency, in Mrs. Buhari. And Aisha was meant to be with him. In the other room, maybe. Aisha was meant to be with him. The wife to a husband, Your Excellency, Mrs. Buhari. And now he's saying, about himself, I think. This is me. Those of us old enough to use the more traditional old album, I don't know some of you how young you are, but when I was young, we used to have album, photo album. You know, when somebody comes to see you in those days, no games, no smartphones, nothing. 2010, somebody, you give them an album. After watching it, you give them Fanta and biscuit or Coke and beer. Don't ask me who I was entertaining. I'm just telling you how we used to do it in those days. How come is there anybody, I want to ask those of them who are as old as I am, in those days when you used to entertain your guests or your friends with your album, did any of you ever say, I think this is me, I think? You can say, I think this is somebody else. I think this is Okechukwu. I think this is Ifeanyi. Not about yourself. You say, I think this is me. That is what we are confronting in the zoo. And let me tell you one thing for certain. Anybody that knows the old Buhari, very bitter old man Buhari, would know that he would never stand for such rubbish. He would never do it. Not in public, he would never do such. This is another example of Buratai and the high command of the Nigerian army enmeshing themselves even more in this fraud of Jibril in position. I am not surprised because some of you voted for a man who overthrew a democratically elected government. So what you're witnessing now is the remnants of dictatorship. That's how it works. This man came, Bola Tinubu wanted to be a president of Nigeria after stealing the whole zoo, after bleeding Lagos State dry. A man who was a taxi driver in Chicago, answering to charges of drug peddling, cocaine. You don't know that? Money laundering. Taxi driver. Today, he's an elite in Lagos. He helped to enthrone Buhari in the hope that Buhari will return the favor to him in 2023. That's how they roll, as they say in America. Unbelievable. Out of sheer ignorance, which unfortunately some of Nigeria's half-educated dimwits are still propagating today. You not only not want to make Buhari president, you want his body double, a foreign national, an impostor, to contest for elections in your country. Are you not ashamed of yourselves? Do you think the world will not find out and speak about it? Do you think that because Britain is putting pressure on Trump not to talk about Jibril, is going to make this go away? No, because ordinary people in America, in Canada, in Mexico, in the whole of Europe will talk about this. That's how the world works. You cannot bribe all the media houses in the world. Nigeria spends billions, I said billions of dollars, paying consultants and blocking negative news about them. In every newspaper, major paper in the world, they do that. They spend billions. And you can barely feed yourselves in your homes. But Nigeria is busy spending money defending their own lies. But it's spreading all over the world, I can assure you, because IPOB is everywhere. So how can you keep it out from the public domain? The world now knows. The genie is out of the bag. You can no longer put it back. Let us consider what Aisha Buhari said. That was on Wednesday. Are you ready, Kejiko? Because the world wants to hear this. Before you listen to this clip, I want you, if you still have your brain working, if you have a functioning brain, I want you to ask yourself this question. Will my mother speak this way if my father were to be alive? You know, those of us born in the village, we don't call mommy and daddy. It's for those in the township. Ask yourself, will my father? Will my father? If my father were to be alive, will my mother speak this way? Aisha Buhari attended a function on Wednesday in Abuja. This evening we are going to read and analyze and make up our minds if Buhari is alive or dead. This time around, by gleaning something from what the wife said. Please go ahead and play it. Let the world hear what Aisha has to say. It's very important.
As we did not buy votes, we form a government, the government that have overturned an incumbent for the first time in the history of Nigeria. Afterwards, we were expecting to have a teamwork. We had a bit of teamwork, but it wasn't full. All the achievements that have been listed for the past 1 month, people have been singing the songs of achievements. We will have achieved that within 1 year of the administration. But it happens that we are dragging up to, this is the fourth year. So we believe in teamwork. And we believe in government of inclusiveness. People should not relent. People should continue to fight, continue to talk, against the few that dominated the government. Our votes were 15 point something million last election. And after that, only for us to be dominated by two people that hinders a collective teamwork that we have started, which is totally unacceptable. And if 15.4 million people can bring in a government, and only for the government to be dominated by two people or three people, why are the men of Nigeria, why are the Nigerian men, what are you doing? Instead of them to come together and fight them, they kept visiting them one after the other, licking their shoes. I'm sorry to use that word. Not of my age.
Lower it. Lower this. Very, very important. Can you believe that? I never thought I would hear this in my life. Aisha Buhari asking Nigerians to rise up in a revolution. Because two people are now in charge of her husband's administration. The question to ask is, ma'am, where is your husband? I don't know if you follow. Then she said something very important. That goes to show that people listen to Radio Biafra. Maybe she's one of our ardent listeners as well. She said, instead of these men to go and fight for what is right, they keep crawling and begging these two men and licking their shoes. And she was talking about Tunniyamo and Ohanaeze and the Igbo governors. I'm telling you the truth. Arueme, a woman. Believe you me, whatever is left of the zoo should be run. Maybe in Biafra, a woman should run Biafra, I'm telling you. Unbelievable. I hope people are following. I hope people are following what we are discussing. I hope you're following it. Unbelievable. Is there any other thing you want me to say? What else do I have to say? Where are the men? Where are the men? Let me go to how one publisher reported it. Not fully, I'll paraphrase. Wife of the president, Dr. Aisha, I don't know if she's a doctor. Maybe University of Funtua gave her an honorary doctorate degree, I don't know. She lamented that two very powerful personalities have constituted themselves as a cog in the wheel of speedy development of the country. I want people to listen very carefully and take in what we are saying. That statement you heard, or speech from, truncated speech from Aisha Buhari, happened at a project called Project 44. And before you say it is an old clip, did you hear her say, in our fourth year, and this is the fourth year of the administration. You know, Lai Mohammed has a way of lying to people. She did not mention the names of the two powerful persons, but in IPOB we know who they are. And if you don't know, I will tell you tonight. Also at this event was the wife of the cowardly vice president. A coward. Ochibanjo, coward to the core. That man should be swept away. Zapiezi should be swept outside. Such a human being. Ochibanjo is a spineless coward. That's what Aisha was saying. Spineless cowards. Cowards, they are. Now listen to what she said. Aisha Buhari said, the government had achieved a lot, but could have achieved more, or even achieved it all, than it had in 1 year, but for two people. Do you know what she's trying to tell you? She is trying to tell you that her husband was in power for only for 1 year. Very simple. What we achieved in 1 year. Buhari only survived as a human being from 2015 to 2016. Towards the tail end of 2016, he was almost gone. It was my picture he saw when I came to court and was chasing away the police and the army with their police dog that he collapsed and died. I went to court on the 17th of January 2017. He collapsed that same day and was flown out in the night. I was pronounced brain dead after the surgery in London on the 27th of January. 1 minute silence was held by AU on the 4th of February or thereabout. Here, everything I tell you is gospel. If I can tell you that ISIS, we are coming and they came, why would I tell you something? Why would I lie to you? I don't lie to people. If you know how I've lied to you, come on, say it in the public. Say it in the public, and I'll respond to you. Because I don't lie. Why would I lie? I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm not afraid of any human being. So why would I lie to you? If I tell the truth, what will you do to me? Absolutely nothing. So I'll tell you the truth. The president's wife said, or the dead president, Buhari, said that she was disappointed in men. And I don't blame her. Do you see? Maybe if she had an opportunity, if not for her Islamic upbringing or goodness knows what else, she'll be even harsher than I am. So now you can understand when I call Nigerian men cowards. All they do is to gossip. Oh, Nnamdi Kanu said this. He insulted us. When won't I insult you? You are lower than an animal. When won't I insult you? You don't reason very well. A woman is telling you that you are all cowards. Shameless people. You go and beg. Oh, don't worry. We don't mind. Let's keep one Nigeria going. But remember my daughter, please. I have her CV here. Please give her a job. Niawodo for you. In Abuja. Begging. These are our leaders. Our elite. If these are your elites, then you are nothing. I'm telling you, you are nothing. Look at Aisha Buhari telling Wole Soyinka, get up and do something. Get up and do something, she's telling everybody. Reminds me of the very indomitable Dame Patience Jonathan. Indomitable. Indomitable. Unbelievable. Now, since men cannot do anything, Aisha Buhari went on to urge Nigerian women to rise and fight. Because the men are hopeless. They can't do anything. Do you know what she said? I can't say I like her now. Can I say? Because when somebody is doing something nice, you can say I love what this person is doing. But I can't say it because she's Islamic before they started jihad in Kano. So I can't say it. But the woman is amazing. Wonderful woman. This is what she said. I have realized that Senator Babafemi Ojodu, Yoruba, special advisor to the president is here. Dr. Hajo Sani, my aide, and the wife of the president, Mrs. Osibajo. You know what she said? I know you are not comfortable with what I'm saying. You want me to confine myself to my prepared speech, but we must speak the truth. Why won't I love this woman? Who said I can't? Aisha Buhari is a strong woman. I'm telling you. Strong woman. She insisted that these two powerful people were retrogressive elements prevented the government from moving forward. Who are the duo? Abba Kyari and Alhaji Mamman Daura. They are the two people. They are the ones that brought in Jibril. What order proved the unit that Buhari is dead? The wife is telling you in coded language, in simple words, my husband is no longer there. After what we achieved in 1 year, when he was alive and well, everything fell apart. What else do you want? He wanted to take you to the grave where he was buried? In the COG. Black people. I respect Aisha for her boldness, which very few women can match today. I grade her in the mold of Dora Akonyili and Patience Jonathan. And those that never shied away from any issues. We all remember in October 2016 when Aisha told BBC in an interview that her husband was being held hostage. 2016, when the man was about to die or crumbling in vegetative state. They won't even allow her to see her husband. She said they're holding my husband hostage. But foolish Nigerians. Anaboshi, every day, their stupidity is getting worse by the day. I'm a black person. But the way we reason is not good. The way most of us reason is not good. I'm telling you. Your president held hostage. Those of you that claim you believe in Buhari, and you couldn't do anything about it. Absolutely nothing. I refer you back to what she said earlier. She said the first year, which means that was the only time Buhari was barely effective or in office. From the moment she said her husband was held hostage, you knew that it was over for Buhari. It was at this stage that the idea of getting a body double kicked in, an impersonator. As soon as Buhari took ill, late 2016, heavily ill, they started to plan. They started mumbling among themselves. What happened to us with Yaradua will not happen to us again. We must cling on to power. But they would have done the same thing with Yaradua, if not for the Rakunyele. But now there are no men, or should I say no woman, in the cabinet to speak. So Aisha had to speak herself. According to Aisha, in 2016, I'm now going back, not what she said on Wednesday. The president, she was referring to her husband, does not know 45 out of 50 of those in government positions. And I don't know them either, despite being his wife of 27 years. Do you know that she said this? No Nigerian media carried this in a way that it should. Nobody magnified it. Nobody highlighted it. Nothing! Because they don't want a crisis. You know, they fear that primordial fear of an Igbo man. You know, that's what one of the things holding Nigeria together. Oil and gas, yes. But mutual hatred for an Igbo man. Everybody, apart from our brothers and our cousins from the coast. Mutual hatred. Even if you're slaughtering them now in the middle belt, be killing them. Tell them, we will stop killing you if you allow Biafra to go. They will tell you, please continue killing. It's better we are all dead than for Biafra to leave Nigeria. Go and try this experiment and see. Hatred of an Igbo man. Not competition, not healthy, but hatred, pure hatred. That's what is driving them. She says some people are sitting down in their homes, folding their arms, only for them to be called to come and head an agency. We are not interested in what they do in the zoo with their useless agencies. But what we know is that Fulani, Abba Kyari, and Mama Ndaura have made a fool of 180 million people. And Aisha Buhari is crying out and alerting you to the dangers. Please rise up and do something, you're doing nothing. She called you for a revolution, you said no. She's now pleading with women. Women, rise up and do something. When somebody comes and says, I'm a Nigerian man, I'm proud. You remind him of Aisha Buhari's speech. And you see, we watch them scuttle away. Awosa Fulani rulers and the clerics, with the exception of Oyedepo, who spoke out, they know that what I'm speaking is the truth. Some of your pastors and the GOs have maintained what amounts to criminal silence, and I should add, satanic silence. Because all they care about is to endorse candidates for 2019 elections. So they don't want it to, they don't want anything that will, you know, hamper or delay elections next year. Because they need money. If you like, you bring Lucifer, equals to Satan. As long as Satan will give money to Nigerian men, and especially the pastors, you can do whatever you like. Satanic silence from the altar. The worst is southern political leaders. So when I say that Jibril is not Buhari, out of fear, they know the truth, but they refuse to speak out. And that will be their eternal shame. Because their children will ask them, Daddy, where were you when these things were happening? You know, remember the way they did after Abacha was killed. The thing about it is that in Africa, we cannot take our destiny into our own hands. We are not mentally developed enough to fight evil. That is one thing about African, black African people. We never ever rise up to fight evil. We always wait for our creator, the white man, to come and rescue us from whatever mess we are in. Abacha was running here, we're doing all sorts of heinous and abominable things. People never rose up. It took, Apple? To send him on his way. Foreign people did it for you. Because you couldn't do it yourselves. So when white people are talking, don't come out and say, oh, I am your equal. Because if you're an equal of a white person, you do what they too did. Right now, you're faced with a very critical problem that requires a solution. But you've deferred it to 2019 elections. Let elections come. So if it is Jibril, we vote him out. Huh? So an armed robber is in your house, stealing from you, and you have the means to overcome, to overpower that armed robber, and you're saying, I'll wait until there is daylight, so I call my neighbors. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. This doesn't make any sense to me. Jibril is from Sudan. He's a nobody. He's a young man of between 45 and 55 years. Go and get rid of him. You can't. You're waiting for elections to do it. So you are afraid of somebody from Sudan, ordinary Sudan. Not even Egypt or Italy. Ordinary Sudan. Hey. Zoo. They have been calling this unemployed Sudanese man Your Excellency. And now that Aisha Buhari have spoken, I know that she has never gone near the man, to be honest with you. Because I'm beginning to believe that she has some principles, to be honest. What this confirms is that we blacks are useless, so I'm being honest, we are hopeless. 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 I am coming to the conclusion that the black race is an impediment to human civilization. We are impeding progress on earth, to be honest with you. We are impeding progress. No, watch. We are a stumbling block to human development. Black Africans are a stumbling block to human development because we have failed to reason. We cannot reason properly. You want Buhari to come from the grave and tell you, oh, see me here, I'm in a grave in Saudi Arabia. Are you people well at all? Why can't you reason, for goodness sake? This issue, maybe I should tell Americans, they should bring back plantation and come and take us away from Africa so we can be cutting sugarcane all our lives. We are useless. We are useless. Record what I'm saying. Black Africans are useless because we don't reason. In your country, people died to enthrone democracy. And in that very country, you voted for a man into office. But faith made it impossible for the man to continue. He died. Only two men, Abba Kyari and Mama Daura, went to Sudan. They wanted to continue in power. Went to Sudan. That is why in every picture you see him. He's the chief of staff, but he's in every picture. He's not the vice president. He appears more often in pictures with people that go to visit Aso Rock, more than the vice president. The whole nonsense doesn't make any sense to me. Why these people that call themselves Nigerians tolerate this garbage, I don't know, for the life of me. Americans, please bring back cotton plantation and sugar cane. I will gladly go there and be cutting it because I come from a very useless race. I'm sorry to say. Some of you believe in feeling sorry for your useless selves. You feel sorry for yourself every blessed year and yet nothing improves. I saw a picture of a little boy and I wanted to post it on my page. A little boy carrying headpan of sand. A little boy. Stunting his growth. He's not going to school. In a building site. It won't touch you to say, would I wish to see my child in this state? It won't touch you. All you care about is tithe, offering, sowing of seed, and election. Thunder fire all of you. Bastards. We must continue. I don't give a damn. I don't believe in your useless pleasantries and niceties. I tell you the truth. If you don't like it, you go and hang yourself. This issue of Jubilee is getting me very angry every blessed day. 180 million people being manipulated by only two people. All of you are daft. Very daft intellectuals, my foot. Intellectuals of walk. I'm an intellectual. I mean, rubbish! You cram Oxford Dictionary and you spew out garbage and you say you're an intellectual. Intellectual in a bad case. Mad people everywhere. Mad black people everywhere. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We must continue. We should continue. we are going to make sure that the zoo is never the same after tonight. And as I said, we are continuing. We will destroy them piece by piece. By the end of it, a Nigerian man will look at himself in the mirror and commit suicide because you know you are nothing. Empty barrel. All they do is to make noise. Empty barrel. You think that your hatred for an Igbo man will keep Nigeria together, then you're dreaming. Because we are IPOB and we are going, and we're going with everybody around us. Every Biafran is coming. Idoma will come. Igala will come. Igede will come. There is nothing anybody can do about it. Because Biafra isn't about oil and gas. Biafra is about recalling all the people that have similar value system. And as I said, we are their women tied two-piece wrapper. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra for listening to us. And the time now is approximately, I think it's about 6 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. Here in the Holy Land of Israel, Abba Kyari and Alhaji Maman Daura is holding all of you hostage. Holding all of you hostage. And you're not doing anything about it. You must all respect Aisha Buhari. You must all respect her, I assure you. Your daddy GOs cannot. They don't tell you the truth. Tomorrow it will be offering tithe and sowing of seed. You ask about Jubilee, they tell you, oh, leave that thing. It is not possible. Because all they want, all they care about is money. Is money and money. This episode confirms that we are finished as a people. Everybody involved in this fraud, in this criminal act of the century. From Abba Kyari to the Sultan of Sokoto, from the Yoruba newspaper proprietors that took money to cover this. That is the worst part of it. Yoruba, Lagos, Ibadan Expressway, Gotha newspapers that took money to cover this rubbish. God will punish all of you. Or should I say Satan? I'm telling you, you people are evil. Evil beyond evil. No conscience, nothing. And I'll prove it later on. This evening. You ask yourself, why is there no revolution? Why is Aisha calling for a revolution but there is none? Because if I come and say he's an Igbo man, he's a Biafran in Namdekan, he wants to make war. But I said, you all must rise up to revolt against what is being done to you. You must do that. Ask questions. Do you know why Nigeria can never, that, why there has never been any revolution in Africa? Because nobody in their right mind will want to die for Nigeria anyway. That's not like Nigeria. All politics is played along ethnic lines. Forget all the nonsense about detribalize this and all that nonsense. No, never. You're always viewed from the prism of tribalism. Nigeria is not a nation. Some of you will be shocked to hear this. But Nigeria is not a nation and can never be a nation. It is not even a country. So nobody can love Nigeria. Nobody can. We know the geopolitical entity called Nigeria, according to Awolowo, is a mere definition of a people that inhabit a defined geopolitical area. The only good thing about Nigeria is oil, gas, and hatred for an Igbo man. That's the only thing that comes out of Nigeria. That's the only thing that binds them together. Those three ingredients. Oil, gas, and eternal hatred for an Igbo man. Eternal hatred. I'm very, very happy that some of our cousins around the coastal region have come to realize this and are coming to their senses. Because they were deceived by the Arewa North and the Yoruba West to hate the only people who are related to them, the only people who can stand up against tyranny. We must continue. All your pastors and intellectuals, even motorbike touts, Fulani Caliphate and their army of headsmen, politicians and church leaders, everybody needs oil and gas money to survive. So only a common hatred for an Igbo man is what makes one Nigeria possible. It is a shame that Ohaneze never saw this. It's a shame that the so-called Southeast Governors Forum and those of them in the Senate and in the House of Reps do not see this either. there can never be any revolution in Nigeria or in the entire Black Africa, because the way our masters from Europe created nations in Africa, it is almost impossible to have any form of social cohesion. It is not possible. You need what is called collective consciousness for you to be able to revolt. Collective consciousness. It doesn't exist anywhere in Africa. Never. Africa was designed in such a way that we will keep fighting ourselves internally forever and ever, while they come and steal our resources, because we are good at being foolish. Let us look at the way an average white person reasons compared to a black person. Therein you will understand why white people are light years ahead of we dumb black Africans. The whites are because of the way they reason. I know some of you always mumble when you hear me preach that God created all men equal, that whites are equal, that we blacks are equal to whites. You're deceiving yourself, because it's not true. Your reasoning capacity is barely more than that of an average gorilla in the Congo. Gorilla in the forest. You're marginally, slightly more reasonable than a gorilla in the Congo. Stop deluding yourselves. If you want to be the equal of a white person, do what white people have done. Rise up and revolt against tyranny and evil. Then I might begin to respect you. I say you've arrived. Mandela fought for you from prison for 26 years. Fought. Declined everything and fought for 26 years. Without de Klerk coming out to amend his ways and international sanctions from US and from Europe, do you think apartheid could have collapsed? The answer is no. It wouldn't have collapsed. It was white people that said to white South Africans, enough is enough. Now you're catching my drift. You people are not capable of rising up. Arabs can do it, but not you. You can't do it, and I'm telling you the truth. So stop saying you are equal to the... When you say you're equal to somebody, that means you can do what that person have done. If you can't, you're not equal. Did any of you see the video of our mothers somewhere? I don't know where the video was shot. Registering to collect 10,000 naira. Did anybody see it? Our own mothers. Not in Biafra land, I'm sure they're Yoruba women, but they're our mothers all the same. Because they're speaking Yoruba, isn't it? These are our mothers we are fighting to liberate, to make their lives better. They are now going back to the same political party that is responsible for making their life a misery, to mortgage their lives for another 4 years for a paltry 10,000 naira. Now tell me how you can say that you are equal to white people. Is that possible? Yeah? What do you think Germans should do to Angela Merkel if she were to come about on the street spraying money for people to vote for her? They will hang her that same day. They will bring out a rope and they will hang her. What do you think the French people would do to Macron if Macron's party were to come out tomorrow sharing euros and saying you must vote for me and get euros? They will cut off his head. The same thing applies to every leader of a white country anywhere in the world. You can't do it. At least in the Western world. The very civilized Western world. But in Africa, these are mothers suffering. Some of them, they've not been paid their salaries for heaven knows how long. But they are prepared to forget all of that. To collect 10,000 naira to vote. To renew their slavery for another 4 years. How can you compare such people to white people? It's not possible. It's not just possible. Let's be realistic. Let me repeat for the 1,000th time what Mrs. Mary Wollstonecraft said. Famously, she said, reason is what makes you human. Otherwise, you are just an animal. That has been my guiding light since my university days when I read her book. Her pamphlet. Why is it that Nigerians cannot rise up against a fraud like Jibril from Sudan imposed on them by only two people. Because they are all weak. Nigerians are weak intellectually. They are unintelligent. They are daft and driven by this primitive hunter-gathering instinct. You know when you're driven? You know what is a hunter-gatherer? All you're interested in is just to gather a few locusts and grubs from the ground. And how to cricket in there? When people are building solid structures with stone and wood, all you care about is your stomach. How do I eat? How do I eat? You eat. You give birth to heaven knows how many children. And you die and your life is a waste, complete waste. You've added nothing to the society or to the system. Some of you believe in sugarcoating things. I don't. I tell you the truth. If you're upset, do something about it. All those opposed to me on masking Jibril, are they more sensible or honest than Professor Bremer, the political scientist from US, who thinks that an imposter is acting as Nigeria's president? On December 4th, 2018, he wrote, as it's been widely reported, Bremer wrote that it's real me. Buhari said, it's real me. I assure you, I will soon celebrate my 76th birthday and I will still be going strong. This man, Bremer said, isn't that exactly what a body double would say? That's what you would say now. Yeah? Have you seen any criminal before confess that they're a criminal? Go to any prison in the world, I've been to one, and ask them, everybody is innocent. Everybody wants an appeal. Isn't it? Reminds me of Shawshank Redemption. One of the best movies of all time. Where the Tim Robbins, the character of Andy Dufresne, said to Red. Red was played by Morgan Freeman. That you are the only guilty man in Shawshank. Because Red, the character played by Friedman, said that he's guilty of murder. He killed somebody when he was 24-year-old. What I'm trying to say is that nobody in their right mind will expect Jibril to say, I am Jibril, I'm not Buhari. It is not possible. So relying on that statement from Poland is the height of foolishness. Why won't he come out to address the media? Why won't he tell us how come his ear miraculously, you know, recovered? How come he will not tell us how he can no longer speak the Fulani language, Fulfuda? How can he account for what the wife is saying that two people are running the government? Where is he? Does it mean he has no powers at all or what? These are some of the very pertinent questions that are to be asked, but nobody's asking them. But here on Radio Biafra, we are asking it. Let us look at the corrupt media in the zoo and how they responded to this onslaught from all over the world, because Nigeria is now a subject of ridicule all over the world. I will analyze what Punch newspaper features article said. You know me, if you write anything bad about me and it pertains to what we are pursuing, I'll read it live on air. You know that Punch newspaper is one of the most corrupt newspapers in Nigeria. Their interest is to keep Nigeria going. They do not publish the truth. I feel sorry for those that read Punch newspaper. I'm telling you the truth. Your brains are all messed up. Let us read what Punch published a few days ago. They titled their article, Taking the Buhari Jibril Story Seriously. They published it on the 6th. That was about 2 days ago. It was written by one, unsurprisingly, Abimbola Adelakun. And he starts by saying, they did a very hatchet job on me, I don't mind. I doubt Nnamdi Kanu and his IPOB people, who started spreading the story, knew it would take a life of its own. To say otherwise would be ascribing too much sophistication to the ability to make mischief. As if this Abimbola lady failed to listen to my broadcast when I first addressed the world from this radio station, from this studio here in Israel. I said that the issue of Jibril will bring the zoo down. That's what I said. Did I not say that? So why would you say that we never imagine it would take a life of its own? Who told you that? It's the truth. Truth always takes a life of its own. Maybe of in Yoruba media you are used to lying and deceiving yourselves. We don't do that in Biafra. In IPOB we don't. We speak the truth always. Even if it leads to our death, we must speak it always. We don't sugarcoat words. So it is a bit condescending and insulting for you to think that you sophisticated morons, as somebody said once, think that you are assuming that we are making mischief. You must be so daft. Can't you? You're a journalist. Can't you see? So you are telling me that Buhari, an 80-year-old man, miraculously turned 45. That's what you're telling me. And you're educated. You're sophisticated. We continue. He said, Kano's narration about Buhari's death and subsequent replacement with a decoy is a silly one. And that's what they do. They start insulting first. When you respond, they say, hey, you're insulting. They said it's a silly one. One cannot but laugh at the puerile imagination that spawned it. And as for you, but maybe she spent about 2 weeks writing this junk to try and get it right. I don't need to write. I sit and I speak. Puerile imagination that spawned it. So, are you telling me that Jibril is Buhari? Is that what people are saying? With all the evidence at our disposal, because she's not following, her concern is to keep her precious one Nigeria on, to keep Biafrans in Nigeria, so that Fulanis will not take over Yoruba land, and they will have access to oil. Otedola will be making his millions. And there is Alakija, they call that woman. Eh? That one that slept with a few politicians, and today she's a billionaire. She started out as a prostitute, selling herself to politicians. Today she's an oil billionaire. But there is no oil in her land. There's oil in Biafra land. And she's a billionaire. She's Yoruba. That is why they want one Nigeria. Not because they love you. Not because they care about you. However, looking beyond the surface story, one sees Kanu's arrogating a mystique to himself. Why wouldn't I speak the truth? And your pastors don't. I say things that will happen and they happen. And your pastors cannot do it. They cannot match it. Everything I say comes to pass. Every prediction I make comes to pass. Everything. 100% accuracy. Name one of your pastors that had any of his prophecies come true. None. Zero. I am not in the same league as them. If they challenge me outside, I will curse them and they will die. If you're in doubt, you ask Buhari. She said, by claiming that the mere sight of him in court in 2017 made Buhari collapse and eventually die, means that he is boasting of his formidability against a powerful government with weapons to kill, repress, and to destroy. Yes, that is exactly what I'm claiming. You are right, young lady, that is what I'm claiming. And I told you that I would destroy Nigeria, and I will. Write it down on your piece of paper. Write it down on your piece of paper. She went on to say that I think he has earned that right from a practically unknown entity tolerated for his nuisance value. So somebody asking for the freedom of his people is a nuisance. He said that Kano has written himself into Nigeria's history. Heaven forbid. I don't want to be in Nigeria's history, God forbid. I want to be in Biafra's history. No thanks to Buhari's stubborn stance on his issue. Now Kano is magnifying himself in public imagination and he's using Buhari to spin a yarn about his impregnability. I am impregnable. I'm watching it. You can't do anything to me. I will destroy Nigeria. Write it down. I said, I will tear Nigeria down piece by piece. And you will see it happen. I broke the news on Jubril because I knew what most of you never knew. Anything that happens inside Asoroka, I know. When they come, I know. When they go, I know. And zoo must fall. I said it in 2015 that the zoo must fall. Understand me very clearly. So it doesn't matter what you write. We are invincible. That I can assure you. You came to my house to kill me and you couldn't. I lost 28 of my men. You brought a whole task force to storm my village and to kill people. Did you succeed in killing me? The answer is no. And today I'm in Israel. And I will return to the zoo. I will come back to my land. And the zoo shall be no more. I assure you. Those that know me. Anything I say I'm going to do, I do it. We must continue to read what this woman said. Thus, according to Kano, if Buhari appears to be still alive, it is because there is someone else masquerading as the president. He, Kano, by the mere force of his physical presence, has vanquished the original Buhari. Of course, yes. I can tell you the precise minute he died. I was in court, he saw me and he collapsed and died. 27th of January 2017. And I forget it. That was the day he died. If you don't know, let me tell you now. Go and look at AU archives. It is there. 1 minute silence for dead Buhari. You are a journalist. You do no investigation. You sit in your office and you write rubbish. She never said anything here. Nothing whatsoever about countering the fact that Buhari is now shorter. She never said anything here about the fact that Buhari's ear is now intact or the fact that he can no longer speak Fufuda. Nothing. She writes all this flowery English to convince and confuse gullible ones amongst you. That's what Nnamdi Kanu is saying is nothing. They've accused me of more outlandish things in the past, but I'm not going to dwell on that at all. What I'm going to dwell on is the truth, and that is that Biafra must come. This is what an objective newspaper, in search of the truth, consciously published. I don't know which is worse in Nigeria. If it is their politicians, their pastors, or their journalists. I don't know which one is worse. On this very hallowed platform, during my very first world media address from here in Israel, I told the world that Jubril is from Sudan. The same thing I said in my father's compound, July of last year. The video is out there. I told the world that Jubril cannot speak Fufuda, the indigenous Fulani language. Till this very moment, no journalist can ask questions and say, how come this man can no longer speak this language? Never. They will not. It's just to write rubbish. Brown envelope journalism. This is the consequence of it. As if they don't carry our news, something will happen to us. You think we give a damn? We command social media all over the world. IPOB, we command social media. Everybody has a smartphone. So we don't need your useless newspapers to carry the truth for us. We will propagate it. Yeah. Radio Biafra is one of the leading radio stations in the world. Humanity listen to us when we speak. We don't have anything to do with 100 and should I say, no, let's say 89 million people that are wholesomely idiotic. We don't need them. We don't need them. This truth must be spoken. Some politicians in the zoo and Yoruba journalists in the Punch newspaper and their lies. They dismissed my assertion as preposterous. I don't want to speak too much grammar because of our grandmothers listening. After a few weeks since that landmark broadcast, the Nigerian Ministry of Information has confirmed through Dr. Lai Muhammad, as I said earlier, that the brand new Buhari you have now in Nasarawa, who we all know to be Jibril, cannot speak his native Fulani tongue anymore. It was carried by NTA News. Something I said, nobody knew this until it was said on Radio Biafra. Nobody knew. Nobody bothered to ask, why is it that this man, they claim is Buhari, can no longer speak the language that he spoke very fluently before? All the hints came from everywhere. People kept quiet. Nobody in their right mind will doubt what I say on this secret platform of Radio Biafra. I am under divine oath to speak the truth always, even if my life depends on it. When I was arrested in Lagos on the night of the 14th of October in 2015, they took me and a lot of other Igbo people, to DSS area office in Lagos. For those that know me, I have people I was arrested with, some of them came back from overseas, will attest to this, that I am without fear before my enemies. They asked me who I was and I told them I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra, Biafra Television. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. We are without fear before our enemies. When Umahi, Ebonyi State Governor, said that we shouldn't come to Ebonyi, I went to Ebonyi. I broke police cordon 8 times, army checkpoint 8 times, designed to stop me from entering. They sneaked in and attacked my house unknowingly because they are cowards. I went to Igwacha. I went to Ekulobia when they said I couldn't go to Ekulobia. I locked down Anambra State. We are without fear before our enemies. And that is why the zoo must fall. That is why the zoo must fall. They stormed my house knowing fully well I have no weapons. But I know that the world has borne me witness now that they came to kill me. So when they begin to die, nobody should hold us responsible for that. Anything I preach here is the truth. And nothing but the truth. From this platform, prophecies are proclaimed and they come to fruition. There is no living professor, no living prophet, no living academician, no living intellectual that can match what we do here. I said nobody. We educate nations. We'll tell them the truth. And their lives become better for it. When we say things, they come to pass precisely as we predicted it. What I say here, I speak with divine certainty. Everything I say must come to pass. I don't care if you like it or not. I don't care how you regard it. But what we are saying is the truth. Everything we say comes to pass. The truth we must speak without wavering. There was a petition I made on ISIS, as I alluded to earlier, on the 8th of June 2015, which I think they played on Radio Biafra yesterday, didn't they? It was played. People were amazed at the accuracy of the prediction. But I'm not amazed that people are surprised, because I know who sent me. I am doing the will of Elohim. Nigeria is destroying the image of Africa. Africans must rise up to reject Nigeria. Nigeria is a country where people have eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but they cannot hear. They have senses but they cannot feel anything. I urge anybody to view the videos which shall be posted right now all over the social media. The two videos of, one is Jibril, one is Buhari. you will see two versions of somebody they are claiming is still alive. It is in the interest of Africa that nations rise up against this unprecedented fraud in Nigeria. A fraud of historic proportions. This is the worst fraud in the last 200 years without any shadow of a doubt. This is confirmation that blacks and Nigerians especially are no more than domesticated dogs because they believe anything that you feed them. Africa's image worldwide is being dragged through the mud by the Nigeria government and by the Fulani Caliphate that runs it. How can seemingly 180 million people be fooled at the same time? Something is wrong with the brain of black people. For Europeans and Americans speaking out loud and clear with overwhelming forensic evidence of fake Buhari, an imposter from Sudan. Jibril Aminu al-Sudani. Every white person knows it's only black people who thinks that this is some sort of a joke. Nigeria is a sad case, and we think that it's unacceptable for a Sudanese to rule Nigeria. I use the word rule rather than lead because Nigeria is a backward society where even the so-called educated people see political leadership in absolute terms. Hence their preference for rulership instead of leadership. What this Jibril saga has revealed is that Biafrans, are not as naive as the other people. Have you seen how everybody is comfortable with an unelected Sudanese imposter presiding over the affairs of Nigeria? So it is better for a Sudanese to rule Nigeria than an Igbo man. Do you see how they reason? And the funniest thing is that I think it was last 2 weeks that Igbo governors and some of their legislators went to go and see Jibril, a Sudanese, and call him Your Excellency. There is an apartheid system that exists in Nigeria, dominated by stupidity. If Yoruba dominant media can collaborate with Fulani oligarchy, who are the eternal rulers of Nigeria, to frustrate the global efforts by IPOB and under concerned Nigerians to amass Jibril, by their criminal silence and shameful attempt to give the impression that those upset about Jibril's imposition should use the voting process to get rid of him, betrays their motives. There will be no voting in Biafra land to remove any Jibril. Jibril is from Sudan. He must go back to Sudan. He cannot contest any elections. The criminal implication of dumping a dumb Sudanese on the hapless illiterate masses of Nigeria should not be swept under the carpet. The way Nigerians endear themselves to evil is one of the main reasons why we must never share the same country with them. Corruption is their second nature. We cannot share a country with Nigerians. It's not possible. They are all of them fraudsters and criminals. They have elected to threaten some publishers with closure. We know those that wrote the memo asking for any newspaper that publishes about Jibril to be shut down. The legal implications of defrauding the world with a man who is not Buhari is too enormous and must be considered by those who claim they matter in Nigeria. Because I am going to take this very expose one notch up. But let me remind some of you. There will come a time when every treaty signed by Jibril will be null and void. Every legislation in the every bill he ever assented to will be declared null and void. Every summit he ever went to, null and void. Every agreement he ever entered into, null and void. Every budget he ever signed, null and void. These are the implications I want Fulani Caliphate and their Yoruba collaborators to reason very carefully before they proceed any further. They must get rid of Jibril. They must. Because they are digging a hole from which they can never, ever climb out from. As usual this evening, we have preached the gospel of Elohim. We have prevented overwhelming evidence scientific and forensic evidence pointing out that Buhari is dead and replaced by Jibril from Sudan. I hope that whoever is the journalist representing AFP or John's French Press should pay close attention to our broadcast tonight to understand what proper investigative journalism is all about. I was horrified when BBC World Service, Washington Post, and many other heavyweight media houses around the world ran with the AFP line that they have checked their facts, which revealed that nothing untoward happened to Buhari. In other words, that Buhari is Jibril and Jibril Buhari, thereby trying to discredit the assertion I've always maintained that Buhari is dead and replaced by Jibril. It was AFP that started it. By the end of this very process, AFP as a news agency will be very much degraded in the eyes of the world. Unless they go back and publish, they must publish for us where they got their facts from and how they cross-checked it. As I have done before when I came to the conclusion that the issue of Jibril is a very credible one. Very credible one. My deputy HMFO has found the full clip of that 8th of June broadcast and has assured me that he is going to play it. He will play it for the world to hear. For the world to understand that everything I say on Radio Biafra comes to pass. For them to understand that I am doing the work of Elohim. That's what I'm doing. If there is any prophet in the zoo, any so-called man of God in the zoo that can stand me on spiritual matters, they should stand up. It's not like the other ones that have been challenging to a debate. They will die before 12 months. Because we're not joking. We're not joking. Everybody who said a word against me have been disgraced. Go and check it very carefully. Including Father Mbaka, that opened his mouth to talk rubbish many years ago about IPUB. I told people that I won't respond to him, that his end is nigh. And hasn't it happened? With his own mouth, the same mouth he used to insult IPUB and myself today, he's in the gutter. That's where we do it here. Chukwuka Kabiama is in control. Here are some important facts you need to know. His name is Aminu Jibril Al-Sudani. Jibril Aminu Al-Sudani. He's from Sudan. Has made a lot of money. I knew when they brought him in, the day they brought him in, they can fool some of you, but they cannot fool us. That will bring us to the end of our proceedings this very day. We thank you very much for listening, but before we conclude, there are some special announcements that must be made. There are major changes coming up in the order of things in the U.S. to bring our American brethren fully into the fold of IPOB. The organizational structure for IPOB will henceforth start from counties, boroughs, and districts within each state. You have to first belong to a family meeting in a county, a borough, a district before you can emerge to participate or hold any office within IPOB. Each state in the United States of America will be an independent and autonomous IPOB family reporting straight to the DOS, like most countries would, because in the US, these states are very, very large indeed. In due course, this approach will be rolled out across the whole world, starting with Canada and Russia and in other countries as well. Each state in the U.S. will have an independently registered IPOB family. I said each state. They will have their own independent and separate bank account with internet banking facilities. It is compulsory that all designated bank accounts will have internet banking facility, which will make it possible for us, all the accountants in Germany, to be able to do their audit for the periodic or for the annual report that they file to the German government. I expect the United States of America family to have a minimum of 50 IPOB family coordinators, with each person representing a state in an independent capacity. The role of the U.S. coordinator will involve into one of ensuring that each state complies with this very directive and to ensure that events like rallies and protests are attended by all the various independent states-based families. Henceforth, I expect to hear about New York family, Florida family, California family, and etc. Under each state, you have an IPO. You will have, of course, our zones, which will be based on the county, borough, district format, each with a zonal coordinator representing either a county, borough, or a district. Under the zones, we have our usual units based on electoral wards or council wards of each particular state with a coordinator and a full executive. Therefore, going forward, we are going to have the following structure. We will have, for example, the Texas IPOB family coordinator with their own designated designation and registration and also a bank account. We will have zonal coordinators according to counties, boroughs, or districts, depending on what the format of the state is, and we also have unit coordinators according to electoral wards and council. I expect coordinators to emerge for every state in the U.S. Maryland will have their own coordinators, so will Baltimore, so will D.C., New Jersey, and New Mexico, everywhere, Iowa, Seattle, just name it. Please note that each state must have a separate registration, their own bank account, and report straight to Chike Dozie, my head of DOS. And also, I must announce this evening, very importantly, we don't hide anything here. Everything is out in the open because we are a peaceful, non-violent movement. Odinaka Chukwu Amanze Iwundu. I repeat, Odinaka Chukwu Amanze Iwundu. We call him Ama Iwundu anyway. He is the overall commander of BSS in Biafra land. He is the overall commander of BSS in Biafra. Odinaka Chiamanze Iwundu. Ama Iwundu is now the overall commander of BSS. Anybody not under his leadership, you are not part of what we are doing. You are not part of us. You are not one of us either. He will work with the head of intelligence of M Branch and also the high command to restore discipline and confidence in the ranks. Let me repeat, every existing BSS officer, whether commissioned or not, must return to your local IPOB family unit to await further instructions. That brings us to the end of our address this very evening. I thank each and every one of you. I pray that Chukwukika Biama will keep, preserve each and every one of you until we convene very shortly. In the interim, remain blessed. Attend your family meetings, continue to propagate this very gospel, and make sure you report every missing person to your nearest IPOB family unit, because they cannot hold our people, because we've done nothing wrong. May Chukwukika Biama bless, keep, and preserve each and every one of you, now and forevermore. You say, you say, you say.